Eda mandri kedrusha tribi edri kesi kedrabadri edri kedrusha tribi. For he is worthy. He is worthy of all praise. He is worthy of all glory. He is the God that answers prayer. We praise you in this morning, God. We give you the praise and the glory. We welcome you, Holy Spirit. Without you, nothing is possible. I pray that you will come and saturate us. I pray that you will come in by the spirit of prayer and supplication in this morning. I pray that you will touch your people. I pray that you will be with us, that you will be our helper. We praise you, we worship you as God in this place. In Jesus' holy name, amen. I hope that you have a dream. People without the dream will perish. The Bible says that you have to write your dream and make it clear. Write the vision on tablets and make it clear. Where is your dream? Is it written on the walls of your house? I have a wall in my house where Josh can write any dream that he has, because when he wakes up, he needs to see that dream. He needs to wake up and see and know exactly where he is going. Do you have a wall in your house that your dream is clear, that your wife, that your husband sees your dream, that you see your dream, that you know where you are going? I had a dream. I was very young when I got saved, and I had a dream. I had a dream that I saw myself in this ministry. And I said this so many times, we'd be talking about dreams, so I'm going to go throw it out again. I had a dream and I saw myself in this ministry. This ministry wasn't even, it didn't exist. But I saw myself every day. I will get up. I will preach to myself in the mirror. I will hear Pastor Leon preach. I will pronounce my words like Pastor Mark Brennan. I will pronounce my words like Pastor Leon. I had a dream. I wanted to become exactly what God has placed within me. Do you know what God has placed within you? Do you have a dream? Do you have a euro? That is the funniest statement out there, because when people talk about having a euro, they see us worshiping men. I'm not talking about worshiping men. I'm talking about becoming something, someone that reached something that you see in somebody else and say, I want that. I want that. When I saw Pastor Leon preach for the first time, I was crying that whole night and I said, God, I need what that man has. I want to become that. That is who I want to become. When I was saved, I knew that that was my DNA. I knew that that was what I connected with. But there was one secret to get me to my dream. Are you ready for that secret? Tell your neighbor, I'm ready for my secret. When God was fighting, or let's say wrestling against Jacob, why did he not prevail? The Bible says, when I saw that he did not prevail, why did he not prevail against Jacob? Because God doesn't have jurisdiction on the earth. Are you with me? So what happened? God gave the earth to Adam. Adam, by high treason, gave the earth to the devil. There is one key that God gave to his people. So that you can start giving jurisdiction to God on the earth. And that is prayer. Are you with me? The moment that you start praying, it gives God the jurisdiction to act on your behalf, to bring heaven to earth. So what did Jesus say? He said, pray like this. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done. The moment that you start praying, the kingdom of God comes down manifest on this earth. And when the kingdom of God manifests, nothing is impossible, because nothing is impossible with God. But you will miss your dream. You will miss your dream if you do not understand the rules of engagement. Are you with me? Tell your neighbor, the rules of engagement. So Christianity and this life and this earth is governed by spiritual rules. And if you understand the spiritual rules, you will prevail. He says that my volk gaan ten gronde as gevolg van 'n gebrek aan kennis. Do you have knowledge? Do you understand how to pray? If you understand how to persist in prayer, you will know how to bring heaven down onto earth and to manifest every promise that God has given you. You know what happens is, this is what happens. We get a prophecy from God. And God says, you're going to be a great man of God. You're going to be in business. You're going to be a preacher. You're going to be evangelist. That's awesome. But what does James say? James says this. Faith without works is dead. If you read the book of James, he was persistent on works. I'm not talking about works like in the law. James was past the law. We passed the law now. Talking to mature people. Are you mature? So James was very, very, very arrogant. You can actually read it in his book. He was very arrogant when he spoke about faith. And he said, you can have faith. But if you do not have works, nothing is going to happen. Do you have faith with works in this place? So I want to tell you about your works in this morning. Your works is persistent prayer. Your works are going to be to take that prophecy, that promise that God has given that's in the atmosphere and in the spiritual realm, and bring it down by the prayers that you pray in your closet, to bring it down to manifest on the earth. So if God has given you a prophecy, if God has given you a promise, if God has given you a dream, by your constant, persistent prayer, you will have that dream manifested on this earth. There is a lot of people that dies without fulfilling their dream. There's a lot of people that dies without fulfilling the promises that God has given them, because they didn't persist in prayer. Are you with me? Prayer activates heaven. God cannot move and doesn't have jurisdiction on this earth if you do not pray. Are you with me? The rules of engagement. How does it work? Jesus Christ, why didn't he just appear on the clouds? And then everything would have been fine, wouldn't it? But the rules of engagement said that if you want to enter the earth, you have to do it through the womb of a woman. That is the rule. And Jesus was subject to that rule. And he came to the earth through the womb of a woman. The same is with prayer. God cannot act on your behalf if you do not pray. You might think that prayer is insignificant, but that is a lie from the enemy, and that is what the enemy wants you to believe. Daniel prayed. He was praying against the king of Persia. I think it was King Darius that was on the earth. The spirit that was behind it was the king of Persia. And he was praying. And then it activated angelic reinforcements. And as he prayed for 21 days, the angel broke through. And the angel said to him these words. It said, I came and I was activated because of your prayer. I came and I was activated because of your prayer. Not because of the promise. The promise was given to Jeremiah. 400 years ago, the promise was given to Jeremiah that said that my people will come out of bondage. And Daniel saw that promise. But that promise was never activated up until he started to pray. And then the promise was activated. Do you have a dream? I want to tell you that your dream can come into fulfilling. You have to take courage. You have to take courage. You have to be persistent. You have to be persistent. What happens when we pray? There's an agreement that happens. There is an alignment that happens. The moment that you pray, you align with heaven. There's not a more powerful place that you can be. Powerful principle when two people agree on something. If you agree with prayer and you align yourself with heaven, nothing will take you out. But the devil wants you to believe that prayer will not prevail. Jesus even had to intercede when he was in Gethsemane. He had to intercede for his prophetic, prophetic call on this earth to come to fulfillment. He went in and he prayed and he said to his people, he said to the closest people around him, his inner circle, he said, "Can you even not watch with me?" And he had to intercede. He had to pray for the prophetic call of God to come to fulfillment. Do you have a prophetic call on your life? You sure do, because you're in a prophetic church. You better believe that you have a prophetic call of God upon your life. John Wesley says this. He says, "It seemed that God would do nothing except somebody prays." God will do nothing in your life. You can walk around with the biggest prophecy over your head. God will do nothing in your life up until you give Him jurisdiction in your life. And that means the principle of prayer. James says, "You have not because you ask not." You have nothing. Your prayers, your prophecy will not come to pass because you do not pray. If you pray, it means that you say, "I do not quit." If you do not pray, you have already given up. Which one are you? It's either you are praying or you have given up. If you have stopped praying, you can find yourself in a place that you have given up. Because people that praise has a goal. People that praise that says that I believe in the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords and the King that sits on the earth, on His throne, that is able to say and to do what He has said. He is able to manifest His presence in my life. I want to talk about a shortcut to fulfilling your dream. Tell your neighbor, a shortcut. Persistence, inconsistence, consistently insistent. Wrote it down. Persistence is consistently insistent. Persistence talk about not falling away. It talks about something that's permanent. It talks about a remaining for a very long time. Are you consistent and persistent in your prayer? I've said this a million times and I know that you guys know it. But you know what? If Jesus Christ speak about something twice or three times, it's for reinforcements. If you tell your son, "No, don't do it," and you tell him again, don't do it," after a while he won't do it. All right, for reinforcements. I had to pray for Martin for 10 years for him to be saved. If I quit and I said, "All right, I give up," it might have just taken longer for God to save him. He might have just missed it. I'm not saying it was just my prayers, but we are talking about prayers. Every morning at 3 o'clock, I will get up and I will pray for Martin. I believed. I believed in a God that will save. I believed that he had a vision. I believed that God had a promise for him. My dream was to see this man saved. That was my dream. But I consistently persisted in prayer. Consistently talk about a harmony. There's a harmony. You agree with God's dream. You agree with the dream that God has. There must be a harmony. You have to stand in faith. By faith and by prayer. By faith and by prayer. God says that if you do not have faith, it doesn't please me. So now by faith, you come in agreement and you know that He will come through for you and you consist and you are persistent in prayer. Are you with me? So Jesus talked about parables. He spoke in parables. Why did He speak in parables? So that the Pharisees will not be saved. The Bible says it. Go and read it. Don't look at me like that. It's in the Bible. Jesus said that I took the secrets and I gave it to my guys so that they can be saved. And I hide it from the Pharisees. So there was this woman in Matthew 15:21. Do you want to go there quickly? Matthew 15:21. This woman was crying out to God. And verse 22 says, "And behold, a woman of Canaan came from that region and cried out to him, saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, son of David. My daughter is severely demon-possessed. But he answered her not a word, and his disciples came and urged him, saying, send her away. Is Jesus silent in your life? Is there a silence in your life? Are you seeing your dream coming true, or is there silence? How persistent will you be to see your dream come through? How persistent will you be? But he answered and said, I was not sent except to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Now Jesus is talking. First of all, there's silence. He's not talking. He's not hearing God. Then he says, I haven't come for you. I came for the lost sheep of Israel. It's not your time, woman. The Gentiles will be saved once I go to heaven. It's not the time for the Gentiles. It's not the pertain time. So if Jesus comes to you and you're persisting in prayer and he's silent, and then after a while he answers and says, I'm not going to heal you. It's not your time yet. How are you going to respond? How are you going to respond to that word? Then she came and worshipped him. Lord, help me, she cries out. Then she came and worshipped him, Lord. But he answered it and said, it's not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dogs. The third time that he rejects her. How rejected are you? If God has rejected you once, have you run away? Do you want to be a son and a daughter in this house? That means that God is going to test you. That means that you have to be tested. That means that God is going to put a dream inside of you. And he's going to test, how desperate are you? How desperate are you for the dream that is inside of you to come forth? There were so many times that I wanted to give up. There were so many times that I wanted to give up. That I said, I cannot do this anymore. How long will you test me? How long will you be silent? I mean, I just started in at the church this year. And in these 4 months, I think I wanted to give up every day. That's true. But I cried before him and I said to him, God, I gave you everything. From the time that I was 14, all that I wanted was you. I gave up everything that I had. I pursued nothing else but prayer. I was very good in athletics. When I was in university, some of my records were still standing and the people couldn't beat it. But every time that I wanted to pursue something, I felt that it took away my time that I have with God. And I said, no, I'm not going to pursue this. Everything that I wanted to do, I was very good in redenaars. I was very good in hockey. But nothing cried out to me more than the dream that I had. And the dream that I had was God. Every time that I wanted to do something, I thought to myself, no, it's going to take away my prayer life. Every time that at night people will ask me to come and visit them or they want to go out, then I think to myself, if I go and I do this now, I will not be able to get up tomorrow morning to pray. When I had nothing, I had prayer. When I was down in the dumps, I had prayer. If God answered me, God didn't answer me. If God was silent, I had prayer. I could get up and pray. Doesn't matter what and who said what. I wanted to give up so many times in 4 months. But I knew that if I want to serve this vision, I will have to be tested. If I want this dream, I will have to die in myself. Because I cannot pursue myself and the dream. I cannot serve the man of God and the vision of this house with my own motives and with my own desires. Do you have a dream? Tell your neighbor, ask your neighbor, do you have a dream? And she said, yes, Lord, yet even the little dogs eat the crumbs which falls from their master's table. What is your answer to resistance from God? How are you going to answer Him? If God was silent, I will bring before Him every time that I gave up anything in this life. I said, God, but I gave this up. Why are you silent? God, I gave up my life. Why are you silent? God, I prayed. Why are you silent? Then Jesus answered and said to her, oh woman, great is your faith. Do you want Jesus to answer you? He's going to test you. You know what? I said this so many times. If I have to test, let's say this Samsung, they say that it is waterproof. But for me to test the worth of this and test if it actually is waterproof, I will have to throw it into the water to actually see what it's worth, to see if it can stand that test of time. I want to tell you that you have prayer. Persistent prayer will get you through. Do not think that this is not worth nothing. Prayer will get you through. I want to tell you guys quickly about this one guy that came. I was before I was working here, I was a distribution manager at the engineering firm, and this guy came, and I didn't like this company. I won't say the company's name, but they did transport, and I didn't like this company. They really can't do anything good. So this guy was phoning me, and he asked me if he can come and see me. And I'm like, definitely no. I don't have a problem to say no. I don't want to see you. And he phoned me again. And he phoned me again. And he phoned me again. Vrachtdag, he phoned me again. And then I just said, okay, just come through. And I thought to myself, ugh, you know, I already made up my mind that I'm not going to give this guy a chance. And by his persistence, he got a meeting with me, and I met with him. And I still didn't like him. There was nothing about the guy that I liked. But he was so persistent that I actually gave him work. He couldn't do the work. I should have gone with my guts. But he was so persistent that I gave somebody work that I didn't like, and I knew he couldn't do the work. By his persistence, he got my attention. How persistent are you? How persistent are you? Do you have God's attention? I don't care how many skills you have. I don't care how many promises you have over your life, how many gifts you have. You don't need gifts to pray. Anybody on this planet can pray. Jesus said this. He said that I have given you the keys of the kingdom. Keys open a door. One of those keys are prayer. If Jesus says that he is standing behind the door, he's waiting for you to use your key that he has given you so that that door can be opened. Persistence is not giving up. Persistence is asking, seeking, knocking. It's an infinitive tense. It means that it's continuous. You don't pray today and then don't stop for the next year. It sometimes happens. For you to open that door, you need to pray. I want to read you this verse quickly. It says, I've posted watchmen on your walls, Jerusalem. Day and night, they keep it at praying, calling out, reminding God to remember. Remind God to remember of what He said about you. Persistent prayer speaks and keeps on going when God is silent. Persistence will not be stopped by problems or discouraging disciples. I want to just tell you guys that persistence will get you through. Persistence will get you the meeting that you wanted. Persistence will get you the meeting and the attention of God that you wanted. If your child wants something, Your child is like 5 years old. He will go, Mama, Mama, Mama. And you will like, what do you want, Josh? Ek soek 'n melkie. But his persistence is what gets your attention. In Revelations, what happened is, in Revelations 4, and I'm going to just end up with this. It says this, after this, I looked up and behold, the door was opened in heaven. And I saw, first I heard a voice that was, first voice which I heard was as it were of a trumpet talking with me, which says, came up higher and I will show you things to come. John was on this island. And then he says this, he says, after these things, I saw a door open. What things? I want to read you the verse before this. It says this in Revelations 3 verse 18. I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou might be rich, and white raiment, that thou might be clothed, and that the same shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou might see. What happened before the door opened? He says that I counsel you, I urge you, in another translation, to buy of me eye salve. If you're going to buy something, it's going to cost you. It's going to cost you something for that door to open. The moment that John bought some eye salve, that door opened and he saw Jesus Christ. And Jesus said to him, come up higher so that I can show you things to come. And the whole book of Revelations was written out of that revelation. Are you willing to buy some eye salve, ECC? It's going to cost you something to be able to have that door opened. And that is persistence in prayer. Are you ready to pray? Pray, church. We're engaging heaven. We're aligning with heaven. We are giving God the jurisdiction that you need.